All right, this is feedback from Million Daneker. Million, I experience you as a compassionate and tender-hearted and adventurous. I'm wondering if some of that tender-heartedness came from your vulnerability from the repair of your birth defect, your whole rib cage.
Could be.
Yeah. There was just a little sense of, I wonder if.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I think you're on a comeback. That's what I'm hearing. You're enthusiastic for what's ahead in your life. And that's a really encouraging thing to hear. When you talk about the future, your tone, your presence, your countenance is elevated. So I see a comeback. I see that coming. You offer your presence and you offer your love. And that's a beautiful thing about you. Really enjoy that. Relationships and community are vital for you. I've seen that not only in how you've presented, but in your interaction with these other men who are already part of your community. And that's a great thing. I would encourage you to be careful about being too scattered or overcommitted. As I looked at your rich uncle scenario there, you were all over the place. And even in some of the other things, when you were going through your picture exercises, there was a lot of rambling and offering of different things. And it can stretch us a little too far. We can overcommit ourselves. And that would be an admonishment in heaven. And the devil loves to play with those kind of things. I speak from personal experience with the move coming up. Let yourself settle. Care for your family. I know that's a big part of why you're moving.
Yeah.
Care for your own heart.
Yeah.
Allow yourself to grieve. You're leaving a really sweet community.
Yeah.
And you're going to have new opportunities, but allow yourself to grieve. There will be loss,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Give yourself room and time for the new community.
Okay.
And again, I'm speaking from personal experience. It takes time to start over again.
Yeah.
And especially care for Marcy's heart.
I'm working on that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Who'd like to go next?
Let's go around.
Okay.
Followed some of this process sheet and some of just what leapt out to me.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things you said, and one of the things you started with was, one of the movies was The Dots Were Connected and Life Mattered. Camaraderie, No Man Left Behind, Redemption, Restoration. I see all those things coming together. I feel like you're connecting the dots. I think, you know, a lot of the stages and steps are coalescing perhaps now and perhaps in this new transition and hopefully certainly with our relationships moving forward, I hope. That it's a time of the coming together and it'll involve the camaraderie and the connection. And I see you as a guide for men, you know, in redeeming and restoration of their hearts and certainly a carrier of this story and a guide, you know, for all of it as well. What's true of you is you're an encourager, a connector. You bring men together. Your heart is calling out for adventure,
yeah,
really, you know,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I think you need to honor that, and if we can help you to honor that, you know, I think you're hungry, and I wouldn't say starving, maybe, but I think you could need adventure, because that was such
more.
A big part of your journey at different times, and I
yeah.
think you're sensing the lack of that. Maybe over the past
bungee
2 years.
Jumping at
yeah.
New River Gorge.
I'll watch. As far as what you need, adventure was a big part of it, and I think you need tenderness. That's what I keep getting. And as Patrick had mentioned, you have a tender heart, and I think a part of this down toward the bottom says what has come against you historically. And just in your story and some of the understandings now, it's conflict and tension chaos. You know, it's that's the disruption in a bad way that is placed, you know, inserted in your life to diminish you, to diminish your heart, to, you know, kind of, I think, make you maybe just retreat. And I think, understandably, from what you've experienced, that, you know, it's like one of those cards that when it plays, you know, when it's held up, I think it may, as I have some of those, have a quick instant effect on you, I think. So, yeah, I would think if you can, and hopefully certainly as you and Marcy delve deeper into this story, I think, and, you know, in this connection and everything, hopefully there'll be a lot of tenderness for your heart to help as well. I hear God saying, stand up and move in the direction. I feel like you're a little bit caged, maybe, right now. I also had building into a conveyor of his love. I see God is building you into a conveyor of his love. Mm-hmm. And then I had comma, pick an area of focus as well. Yeah, and again, it's, yeah. No, pick an area of focus, and it's not like a right, yeah, wrong, you, yeah, know, life, death. It's nothing like that.
No,
you
know,
because
I've
heard the comment. I've heard the comment too that you can't steer a parked car. You know, and there is a benefit I've learned because I don't move a lot, so I've come to appreciate that there is a benefit to movement.
Yeah.
You know, and God gives God the opportunity to bring people in and bring experiences, and, you know, but it does require that movement. So I would say just pick an area, and then it could change, it could do whatever, but pick one area to focus on. I had that same sense. So yeah, I had you guide, leader, compassionate connector. I've seen the effect of your building, certainly on me in my life, to connect, to draw in, to draw forth, you know, because I'm an isolator and a withdrawal type, you know, person. So I'm grateful for that, and I've seen and experienced that part of your glory, and it has weight enough to draw me forth, which takes a lot of weight, frankly. So yeah, I just love you and appreciate the opportunity we've had to journey this far, and I hear Patrick talking about new communities, so. Not entirely new, hopefully, you know.
No,
some old and some new.
I'm committing to my
hopefully goals. Some old and some new, but he's exactly right, yeah, I'm sure, yeah, with that. But yeah, I'm excited and encouraged for what you've shared and what we see, and the heart that has been revealed to us, certainly this weekend. Yeah,
well,
it's exciting.
You.
Microphone's here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'm going to more or less follow the script here, but then also too, just spirit leads. And the thing is too, you know, Tuck and I have some insider information.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been walking together for a while, and then me even more so. I feel like the I'm like the beloved disciple John. I've been pretty close to you, so but anyway. You know, as far as the significant points, you know, the thing that really stood out for me is, you know, you had an uninvolved, uninterested mother in your life, but you had a dad who, after the divorce, is really involved, which was really a blessing, you know, for you. And then you also had a stepmother who really poured into you, so that kept you from being a complete disaster, you know.
Exactly.
So, that, I mean, it's huge. It really is. And, you know, as far as your glory, what's true of you is, I wrote down here, you have a big heart and care deeply for others to get a revelation of God's goodness.
Yeah.
You just really, you run hard after guys, you know, and you're, I just commend you, because I know it was like hitting your head against the wall there at Blue Ridge, but you kept after it, because you wanted these guys to get what you got.
Good message.
Oh, yeah, yeah. As far as the warfare, you know, I said in the desire to get validated by your mom, you turned to the woman to fill your needs rather than God's.
Yeah.
I had that issue with my dad,
you
know, and like John Eldridge talked about, when we don't get the validation that we don't feel like we're the apple of our dad's or our mom's eye, we're going to turn to something else, and typically it's the woman.
Yeah.
And both you and I... we ran hard after the women. We were skirt chasers, and you know, it was more detrimental for some of us than others. But you know, but nevertheless, that was kind of the thorn in your flesh. You know, as far as the picture exercise, again, you know, I feel that you have a heart for connection with your wife, with Marcy.
Yeah.
I mean, even with all the warfare that's gone on, you've continued to reach out and for others, you know, and your heart for your daughter. I mean, it's really commendable. The same with Tuck. You guys, even with all the stuff you've had to put up with ex-wives and whatnot, you know, you've loved your kids well. And so, you know, it's really a blessing to see. Again, your desire, you know, is to explore and discover. I didn't really know the whole exploring, discovering thing until today, you know, and maybe that's been because, I don't know, I guess, no, it's good to know. So yeah, like Tuck is saying, you and I can go bungee off of New River Bridge and he can film it, you know. but as far as the picture exercise and who you are, I think you're a lover, you know.
Yeah.
You're a lover boy, you know, and what you offer is your heart and your whole heart. I think you really, you just lay it out there. You know, you're very, yeah, you're just real. And what I think, what you need at this point in your life is just a greater revelation of God's presence in your life. Mm-hmm. You know, that when all the shit's hitting the fan, you know, and it's not going well with your wife, it's like, okay, Lord, you're here somewhere. You know, the message in the arrows, okay.
Yeah.
So just, you know, grabbing a hold of God,
yeah.
You know, in the midst of that. What God is telling me about you, again, is that you're a man after God's own heart, kind of like King David. You know, I see you, you know, it's not a perfect man, but you know, you're hungry for him, you know, and you're going to keep running after him. You haven't given up. And I, you know, it says, who is this man? A good man, you know, is what I had. And, you know, your glory, I think, is to usher other men into the kingdom. You know, that's really, yeah, I mean, you just do. It's always front and center, you know, in doing that. So as far as what's coming against your glory is your own flesh and the devil. like us all. And what God is up to, again, I think he is taking you from a contract mindset to a covenant relationship,
yeah.
Both with him and horizontally, starting with your wife.
Yeah.
You know, the talk we had the other night,
yeah.
I think, was a game changer. Going,
no, I think so too.
Yeah, instead of what can I get out of this or what am I not getting out of this, it's like, what can I do for you or, you know, for her and for him?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
The receiving part is not the easiest thing.